Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Schreier, a management consultant extraordinaire and someone who's been tracking the research and conducting his own on a number of issues across the management spectrum, but especially what we're talking about today, which is substance abuse in the workplace. First, Jim, it was probably marijuana, and then heroin and cocaine. Yep. and now we're doing pills and.
Yeah, now it's opioids.
And other addictions, as you mentioned earlier.
Definitely.
One of the things that your research pointed out that I thought was interesting, and I'd like to know if you have any ideas about this or about why, but it seems that the incidence of these things are less in small businesses than large businesses. Did I read that right?
Yep, that appears to be true, although the other thing that may be more significant is it almost appears there's a time lapse in that it's catching up, that sooner or later it affects small businesses as well. But one of the interesting things was going back to the early 90s, for smaller organizations, a larger number of the respondents to my research saw the problem as less serious. Double the overall reported rate in terms of less serious. However, by the end of the 1990s, they saw it as more serious.
Yeah.
So they caught up with the larger organizations. Also seems they were slower to implement policies.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like there's a time gap. What scares me right now, and it's one of the factors that prompted me to restart the research again and do an update, is that, to me, in my opinion, and from what I've talked to with other professionals, is that opioid problems, because it's pills, that's not going to be the same thing. That's going to affect all organizations the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to affect small businesses just as much.
I think you're right. One thing about it, though, here's one of the reasons why it might be smaller in small business, and it's strictly and it's a by definition type of thing. I've worked in big organizations for 23 years. You can hide in those organizations if you've got something going on. If you're subpar, if you got some compromised situation, you can hide for a long time. Managers will sweep you under the rug, et cetera, et cetera. And if they do find you, they try to feel obligated to put you into some kind of a program. In small businesses, you can't hide, A, and B, we can't really afford to adopt you after that. If you're not functioning, you have to go.
That's correct.
See my point? I don't think it's not that we're being mean, because we do adopt our employees, but we only adopt the ones that are functioning. We don't adopt the ones who have problems, because we can't afford it. We literally can't afford it.
Yeah, and actually what's interesting is that was borne out a little bit by the research, because they had less problem detecting use than larger organizations.
Yep.
So in other words, they spotted it right away.
There's nowhere to hide. We're all
no.
Look. This. If you want to see reality, if you want to watch a reality show, go hang out in a small business sometime.
Yeah.
It's about as real as you get. All right. Before we wrap up, what are your suggestions? What should we do?
I think the biggest thing, and one of the biggest gaps that has been existing throughout my 45 years of research now, is the gap between policy, which seems to be the dominant way that organizations want to deal with it. Let's have a policy against it. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Versus education. And I still believe, and it's certainly a bias that I have on everything, I believe that managers being trained, employees being made aware of things, is a pathway to a more effective solution to these things.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that managers in all organizations, and certainly in small organizations, are aware of these things, are aware of the issues, particularly
they're watching,
they're aware
that this is real, it's happening, and it's probably may be in your organization, and don't be naive or don't deny it.
Absolutely, and how dangerous it is.
Yeah.
And right now we've even got dangers in the opioid crisis. We even have dangers of people who aren't taking the drugs being impacted by it because of some of the treatments that are out there. Some of the emergency treatments are very dangerous for people other than the person, the addict, other than the person using the drug.
I got about 45 seconds left. What's your take on all this? Is this a sign of the apocalypse? What do you think?
I'm a little more optimistic.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm discouraged that we've got this new crisis, but I'm optimistic that we've got some very good people working on it, and we'll find new solutions.
Yeah. Boy, I hope so, too, because I'll tell you, this Internet thing, the Internet stuff you're talking about earlier.
Absolutely.
That may be harder to deal with than the opioid crisis.
Yep, absolutely.
You know?
I agree.
It's really something. Hey, Jim, good job today. Good report. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. I'd like to talk about the hiring side of it.
Absolutely. Let's come back and do that. We didn't get to that. I need your website one more time, please.
HR-tracks.com.
All right. Hey, Jim, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir.
Jim Schreier, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.